Chapter 6. The Face at the Window. One Sunday, soon afterwards, Mr. Utterson was walking with his friend Enfield, when they happened to pass through the narrow side street again. Enfield pointed to the mysterious door.
"Well," he said, "that story's finished. We shall never see Mr. Hyde again."
"I hope you're right," said the lawyer. "Did I tell you? I once saw Hyde too, and had the same strong feelings of dislike for him as you did. What an evil man."
"I agree," said his friend.
"By the way, why didn't you tell me that our mysterious door led to the laboratory at the back of Dr. Jekyll's house? I didn't know then, but I know now."
"Well, now that you know, let's go into the courtyard and look up at his window. I must tell you, I'm worried about poor Jekyll. Perhaps the sight of a friendly face will do him good." Overhead, the evening sky was bright, but the courtyard was cool and dark. At an open window of the study, above the laboratory, Dr. Jekyll sat, like a prisoner, staring at the world outside.
"I hope you are better, Jekyll,"
the lawyer called up to him. The doctor shook his head sadly.
"I'm not well, Utterson," he said. "I shall not be here much longer, thank God."
"You spend too much time indoors. You ought to get out, into the fresh air, like Enfield and me. By the way, this is my cousin, Mr. Enfield. Come now, get your hat and join us for a quick walk."
"You're very kind," said the doctor. "But no, it's quite impossible. I would like to invite you and Mr. Enfield inside, but the place is not very tidy."
"Well then," said the lawyer gently, "we can talk to you from here."
"That's an excellent idea," began the doctor with a smile. But suddenly, the smile left his face and was replaced by an expression of hopelessness, fear, and horror. The two men below saw it, but only for a second, as the window was shut with a bang. The two men looked at each other, then turned and left the courtyard without a word. In silence, they crossed the narrow side street. They did not speak until they came out into a busy, noisy street. Then Mr. Utterson at last turned and looked at his companion, whose face was as pale as his own. The expression on Dr. Jekyll's face had upset them both deeply.
"God help him," whispered Mr. Utterson. "God help the poor man." But Mr. Enfield only nodded his head very seriously and walked on without a word.